About that and our Southwick County Humane Society coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Leading hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, cameras snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship. Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Highs level off around 17. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows level off around 13 below. High of 6 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 12.
Good. Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock on this Groundhog Day. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. February 2nd, 2023. I am joined by my partner in art, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
Get your right mic on there, Seth.
Yeah, I know. I've confused you horribly there.
And we are joined right now by our great friend, Madison, from the Southwick County Humane Society. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Good to have you here.
We are excited.
We're very excited, too. We're going to dive right into the pet of the week right now with our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. A gigantic shout out to Club Forest Bar and Restaurant. Just great people over there. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to go check out the club any chance you get. We'll talk more about them throughout the show. And yeah. Going on, but we say a good morning and a big thank you to our friends over there. They've long been friends of the Southwick County Humane Society. Club Forest Bar is proudly family owned and operated since 1927, mm-hmm. serving char grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, pizzas, great fun for the whole family. Madison, let's go right into this new furry friend that you brought in today with you. We've got a different type of animal that we've had. We've had a dog, we've had a cat. Who do we have today?
We have a little bunny. Our little bunny friend is Mr. Roger. Roger is a little two-year-old, some sort of mix. We're not 100% sure on what he is. But yeah, we have little Mr. Roger. He's a little black and white bunny, and he's about roughly 7-8 pounds.
So right away we're talking a different animal than we normally do. Is there things that people don't know about rabbits that if you're going to take a rabbit home with you, you think is important information?
Yeah, so rabbits can be very interesting animals. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't assume them to be really good family pets, and rabbits actually can be fantastic family pets. A lot of people also think that they have really short lifespans. They actually live as long as a dog can sometimes, so they can get up to that 10 years old. Obviously, depending on the breed, the smaller breeds can live up to be like 15, and the larger breeds can do about the 8 years old. So rabbits, though, are just fantastic pets. A lot of people think they're cage pets, which they can be cage pets, but sometimes they can also be free roam pets. Mm-hmm. So.
And you know what you're talking about. You've been around rabbits a bit.
Yep. I used to raise rabbits for 4-H and FFA for about 8 years. I had, 12 different rabbits over 8 years. So I did Holland Lops, I did Polish, I did French Lops, which are the giant ones. So I've done lots of rabbits over the years.
This is interesting to me for a number of levels. We have a couple members from the 4-H, Laura and Jasmine, join us to talk 4-H on Morning Magazine a couple times a month. And I'm learning more about 4-H through them, and it's interesting to see kind of like now the what it's like on the other side, like once a person has gone through 4-H and they're an adult and what they do with their life and their career. My youngest daughter is a little of this too, but it's interesting you in the field and, mm-hmm. and you taking those things and making use of them for a career.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I loved it. 4-H and FFA were both really, really fun. It was a hobby that I enjoyed in high school. I got to travel around all of Wisconsin. I got to go out of state for different shows and things like that. So it's a really rewarding thing to get involved with, to do those, and then again working with animals, and now I do that as my career, so I like it. It's fun.
I've mentioned before, I think even maybe to you, I didn't grow up with animals. I'm a city kid and stuff, and I just didn't have any. We didn't even really see squirrels in Chicago, or anything like that. But I was, before we moved to the city, I did have a rabbit, mm-hmm. Snowball, I think it was Snowball, because he was all white. And he'd cover his eyes with his ears. He was an albino, mm-hmm. and you couldn't find him in the snow. Like, we had a bad guy, we'd let him run around in the snow, and you couldn't find the little guy and everything. But to your point about letting him be free, some rabbits are free range, some in a cage. They just kind of had him in the backyard most of the time. And he had a cage, especially times like this, years, of the year, he was inside. Mm-hmm. But he loved being out in the snow. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we had a hard time finding him and bringing him in and all this. It's the first time up until I was 25 when I first started being around dogs and working at shelters and everything. It's the only animal interaction I ever really had. Mm-hmm. And so I've just always had a soft spot for rabbits. We are, of course, in the year of the rabbit on the Chinese New Year, so that's also poignant, I think. I don't know. Did you know that? Did you think of that? Or is it a coincidence you brought the rabbit in?
Just a complete coincidence.
God, I love it when that happens. Oh, I love it when that happens. There are no coincidences. It's great. Rabbits are so also giving. This is an intense job, and I love this job, but I'm going a mile a minute here, and the commercial breaks are even crazier because I got like 2-3 minutes to rush around, do all these things. I see our guest out there, and I usually go to say hi. You're out there. I want to go say hi to you. But then I see the rabbit here, and immediately I told Madison, I could feel my heart rate calm down. Like, there's something about being around rabbits. There's something about being around bunnies and everything that is just a calming kind of atmosphere to them. You don't hear a lot of intenseness around rabbits. They're just a very calm spirit.
Yeah, they're very, very calm. Like, once rabbits are comfortable, they've been socialized enough, they are very calm animals. They just kind of like to chill out. Sometimes you get the little ones that are just like, oh, I'm going to run around and I'm going to get the zoomies, and they'll go run. But rabbits are very, very calm animals, and they were really great. I used to take mine, and I used to take them to nursing homes and go around for situations like that, and everybody loved seeing them because they're like, it's not kittens, it's not puppies, it's a rabbit, but okay. So they're really, really great, and a lot of people don't really see that side to them. Of course, they can be a little ornery sometimes, so chewing of cords, chewing of carpet, so that's always kind of the cautionary part to it if you do the free roam, but rabbits can make really, really great pets.
Definitely something to consider with any animal, of course. I was mentioning earlier, Mac's wife and I, we had basically a mini zoo when we were together, and she had hedgehogs and a number of these things. Rabbit, we had a rabbit too, and it was great. The rabbit was the only animal that got along with all the other animals. Like, they seem to get along with other animals fairly well too.
Yep. I think I've only met 2 rabbits in my lifetime that did not do well with other animals, but usually rabbits do really well. Sometimes they do well in pairs. The only cautionary is making sure that they're all spayed and neutered, because of course rabbits will have lots of litter.
Rabbits have this reputation. I'm not sure where that came from, but, you know.
Before we let you go, I do want to mention again the Super Snow Sculpture Spectacular coming up February 11th from 9 to 2 over the Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Center. This is a big one for you guys. It's a great way for us to bring awareness and funds for the Southwick County Humane Society.
Yep, we're really, really excited for it. We're still looking for teams, so if you are interested in signing up for a team to either be a part of our bag toss or to do snow sculpting, contact us at the Southwick County Humane Society. Otherwise, you can pop on in and talk with one of our staff members.
And at Madison, is there anything, like, as far as the shelter itself, the society itself, things that we could do, especially this time of year? We know it's a little colder out there. It's a little harder on our animals, even, you know, your domesticated and happy ones and everything, let alone. Is there anything we can do to help out at the shelter?
Yeah, we're always in need of lots of donations. So especially with us coming into the spring months, we're going to need lots of kitten food, kitten dry food, kitten wet food, and as well as puppy food, dry and wet as well.
If people want to know more about the Super Snow Sculpture or how to adopt, I forgot the name.
Roger.
Roger, it is Mr. Roger. Yeah,
it's Roger Rabbit.
It is Roger Rabbit. It is so good. That's so good. I had the last rabbit I had, Miss Muggs. Rabbit names are the best.
They are. Like,
I don't know why. This is always good coming up.
You can
up
get with away it. With any kind of it's name so for good. A rabbit, really.
It's
yeah.
great. We want to encourage people to, of course, reach out about him. And I should mention, one of the more original coats I've ever seen on the Mr. Roger over here. That's a really interesting coat he's got. It's very cute.
He's
black,
very
white.
Soft. He's very cute. His color so pattern's soft. Unique. So he's so a good soft.
It's a walking ink blot test. Yeah. what it yeah, looks like.
It's a Worcestershire, test or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Just a beautiful animal, and thank you so much for bringing him in.
Yeah, no problem.
If people do want to find out more about these things that we've talked about, how can they reach you?
They can reach us on our website, so they can find all of our information at swchs.com. Otherwise, they can contact the main shelter line or stop on in.
Really appreciate the time, and no, it's not easy always getting in here and stuff. Thanks a lot for doing that, Madison.
Yeah,
we appreciate
not a problem.
And big thank you, of course, to our friends at Club Forest Bar and Restaurant. Stop by over there and visit them. Great business, great people. Club Forest is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927, serving some great char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, and pizzas. Great for the whole family. Go ahead and check them out. And, of course, as we mentioned before, you can find out more information about our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society by going to swchs.com, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Take a break, come back, and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Club Forest Bar and Restaurant and the Southwood County Humane Society. Club Forest Bar is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927, serving our char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, and pizzas. Great for the whole family.
Home Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
One day it's bone-chilling cold, the next the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Highs level off around 17. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows level off around 13 below. High of 6 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 12.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to our new best friend around here, Madison, and the good people over at the Southwick County Humane Society.
And Roger.
And Roger, yes. Roger the rabbit, yes, yes. Gosh, I missed bunnies. I missed rabbits, man. I had no idea how much I missed rabbits.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch in my yard.
Yes, yes, yes.
You want one of those?
Right, right. Let's just a quick reminder again, if you are interested in things over at the Southwick County Humane Society, any of the stuff that Madison and, mm-hmm. and us were talking about, encourage you not only to type into your Facebook search bar, Southwood County Humane Society, keep up to date in all the things they're doing over there.
Yeah.
You can always give them a call as well. Their main line is 423-0505. That's 423-0505. They do have a lost and found number as well, 715-697-8131, 697-8131. Can also email the gang over there at swchs.com, and that's the same initials you'll use for their website, mm-hmm. swchs.com. This time of year, I hope that we all, as a society, look out a little bit more for our furry friends out mm-hmm. there. And when it comes to them getting out and getting, you know, lost or anything, it happens a lot more in the winter than normal months. Mm-hmm. Most dogs, if they sneak out or they get off the leash, they can scent their way home.
Right.
I've seen it, and most people out there know what I'm talking about. This time of year, that scent dries up quick.
It really does.
And even the best, smartest dog has a hard time finding its home. Mm-hmm. If you are in a situation like that, I cannot recommend more highly Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. It's a Facebook group.
Oh.
What you do is, okay, when we lost Sam, we had Sam for like 2 months, and Sam took off like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like, it was gone, man.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad are freaking out and all this, and I don't know what to do. And I was calling calling people, and I couldn't figure it out. And I stumbled across this website, mm-hmm. this Facebook page. And so all they ask is, well, send us a picture of Sam and some details about him. So we did that.
Mm-hmm.
like a minute later, it's on their Facebook page. And not within a half an hour, somebody was calling us and telling us, hey, I just saw this little guy over here. I think it might be the dog you're missing. I go over by this is before the new YMCA is built and everything.
Right, right.
I go over by there, and there's Sam, stuck in a little spot, just shaking and scared to death.
Yeah, right.
And we picked him up and got him, and there we go.
Awesome.
It's not to say that that's exactly how it'll happen for anybody, of course, but...
But...
Great group of people.
Oh, absolutely.
And by that, I mean all of you, because who knows? It's a network of the whole state of just different people who happen to be friends on that. It could happen to me as easily.
Yep.
I'm on there and I see a lost dog and I'm bopping around rapids here and it's like, hey, there you are. And I go and message them right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really cool. It's a very cool thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch on this because this is a Danny Wright story, everybody.
Starting early today.
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and decide for yourselves if you want, but I'm going to tell you right now it is. A man in Michigan named Keith Stonehouse let his 6-year-old son use his phone to play a game Saturday night.
All right.
Thinking that would chill him out before bed and everything. This will take care of things.
Oh, boy.
But the kid ended up playing with a different app, Grubhub. For those that don't know, Grubhub is an app where you can order food.
Food delivery service. Yeah.
Keith says he knew something was strange when he got a food delivery, but before he could figure it out, another one came. Then another.
Oh, no.
He says it was like a parade of deliveries. It didn't take long for him to figure out that they were all orders from his account that his son made. There was nearly $1,000 in food delivery orders.
Oh, no.
And it could have been worse. He said his credit card stopped at $439 order from Happy's Pizza, suspected fraud.
Right, exactly.
However, a 183 order of jumbo shrimp from the same restaurant did go through just fine. As did orders from other restaurants for chicken chamaray, salads, chicken wraps, chili cheese fries, ice cream, and more.
Impromptu party at his house.
Inviting some people over.
Yeah, we got to eat this food.
Calling up the neighbors. Hey, this stuff is going to go bad quick.
Yeah.
Y'all got to get over here now.
Yeah, start eating.
Keith says he was mad, but there was nothing he could do about it, so he crammed as much as he could in the fridge and offered the rest to neighbors.
No, good for him.
Yeah, you know, there's also homeless shelters and everything.
He could have done that, too.
Could have been a great example to show your kid, hey, this is what you could
do. Good story of the day. Yeah. Anyway.
He also tried to talk to his son about it so he'd understand what went wrong, but while he was trying to explain, the kid stopped him and asked, Dad, did the pepperoni pizza come yet?
Let this be a warning to all of you not to let your 6-year-old play with your phone. I'm actually serious about that. I don't think we should be doing that with kids that young. That seems too much for me. That seems a little much.
I always love doing this. Now, teach their own. You have the morning show play at home version.
Yes, exactly.
And you can decide if this is where that ain't right in this story is. To me, it's the dad.
Yeah.
It's the dad giving the kid the phone.
Yeah.
Read him a book. Talk to your kid. Do something with your kid.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying he didn't already. Like I also know what it's like as a parent where you exhaust everything and nothing else is working. So, my goodness, just go in front of the TV. That's what we would do back in the day.
And it happens. Yeah, we all get that.
This is the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
But unlike a TV, you give a kid a cell phone.
There's more than one app on there.
You got to be, if I'm this dad and I give my kid a cell phone, I'm more surprised that what didn't go wrong. Like, because something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
You're giving the kid the phone. You've got all these apps on there. Half of them don't have age requirements because it's you that uses the phone.
Exactly.
Mostly.
It's your thing, right? Well, and think about this. I mean, there's a ways to call, like, emergency vehicles without really doing much on a cell phone as well.
Yeah.
Imagine if it had been something like that. Then you'd be in even a lot more trouble for like a false call kind of thing.
It could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
Like I know it's a lot of money, a lot of wasted food.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be wasted again.
Yeah.
Could have given it to homeless shelters. But man, that ain't right.
And apparently the drivers for this thing don't communicate with each other.
Oh,
because you think they would have figured, wait, why is this one house off, ordering all this food?
I wouldn't be surprised if they noticed something and didn't care. It's not their job.
That's true. They're earning money. It's not like, their job. Let's keep it going, everybody. Yep.
I'll be completely honest. If I'm one of those delivery people, I may have noticed something was going on. And if you do call that out and like try to reach out to the person or something and try to, hey, maybe there's some fraud going on, maybe that goes over well. But I also don't begrudge them for, hey, it's a business and it's a cold world out there. You gotta make a buck where you can.
And as someone who's actually done this before, the food delivery app thing, it sucks.
It's not a good job. No,
it's not really a good
people
job.
And we treat these people poorly all the time.
Yeah.
As exampled by myself a couple weeks ago when somebody was nice enough to buy me coffee and the driver comes by and I immediately like jumped on him.
Hey,
you know we're closed right now. Yeah, man, I'm just here to drop off your coffee. Like, yeah, I apologize for that. I'm sorry. I'm very protective of this building and the people in it. A stranger comes walking in. I'm such a city boy. There is no reason I have to do this stuff, but I lock the doors when we're on the weekends and things like that and everything. Like, I gotta calm down, man. I just gotta calm down. I need more rabbits in my life.
That's what you need. There you go. You need a rabbit, man.
That's my thing. From now on, I've been wondering what my thing was going to be. I need a niche. I need a gimmick. I need something. I'm gonna be a rabbit guy. I'm gonna walk around with a rabbit.
I was gonna say you're gonna have like a little leash and a collar and you'll be walking with your bunny hopping next to you there.
I'm not one of these people that's foolish and thinks that a rabbit's foot is going to give me good luck. No, I'm going to walk around with the whole rabbit.
Now, how much luck should that be, right?
I mean, come on.
I'm telling you.
It's going to be a lot of luck right there.
Year of the rabbit, too?
In the year of the rabbit, man. Come on.
It's nothing but good luck from here on out, man.
I'm going to go ahead and play Melissa's news. I'm going to pick up Mr. Roger. I'm going to go get him. And then I'm going to go do the run to Atlantic City.
Run
to Atlantic City, put it all on black. See how this goes. I'll let you know when I get back, everybody.
Because he will be back.
I won't be back right away. Yeah, sadly. Yes. Mornings on WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A 10-year-old student at Thomas Jefferson Elementary in Wausau brought an electric contact stun device to school on Wednesday. Another student informed a member of the staff, and they were able to take the device without any issues. The student didn't threaten or attempt to harm anyone. The Wausau Police Department contacted the student's parents and are investigating the situation. Principal Brent Johnson informed parents by email of the situation and reassured them their students were safe. Johnson also reminded them of the importance of encouraging their students to tell a trusted adult when they see something that's not right. The Beery Cheese Company will permanently close its Plover location. 104 workers will lose their jobs. The plant will shut down sometime between April 2nd and May 30th. None of the positions in Plover will be eliminated before the full plant closure, so bumping rights will not apply. Some UW students don't feel comfortable sharing their views on controversial topics in class. A survey sent out by the Republican-funded UW Stouts Menard Center was taken by about 6% of the UW system's 161,000 students. The survey findings may be used by Republican legislators as talking points to cut UW funding in the next state budget. Democrats say the UW system is fulfilling its mission because students' views are being challenged and most feel comfortable expressing their views. Would you want a text message confirmation when your absentee ballot is received? A new bill is being circulated in the Wisconsin State Legislature, co-authored by Republican representatives. Voters can already check on the status of their absentee ballot on the state's My Vote Wisconsin website. The addition of a text message option would cost $25,000 to implement and an additional $10,000 to $30,000 per year to operate. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Jammers Bar and Grill is looking to add to their team. Jammers Bar and Grill has openings for bartenders. They're excited to bring someone new to the Jammers team and are offering good wages with great tips in a friendly atmosphere. Yes, they'd like a little experience, but they're also open to training. Stop into Jammers today to pick up an application and meet some of the team. Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Highs level off around 17. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows level off around 13 below. High of 6 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 12.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Seth and James here with you. Interesting that this would pop up when we were just talking about Cyndi Lauper and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's true. Except this is Madonna.
Oh, it's Madonna. That's right.
Material Girl.
Yeah. It's Material Girl. Got it wrong.
We had Cyndi on a couple of days ago, I think, though. It was very recently that we did Girls Want to Have Fun.
Lost my 80s card on
Man.
Mixing up Cyndi Lauper
and
Madonna.
To be fair, they came around the same time. Mm. They're both big hits at the same time.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a pass on that one.
I appreciate that. let's get into an interesting one here, and we're talking movie theater popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Now, I imagine that many people out there probably haven't had movie theater popcorn in many years because it costs $50,000 now to order.
You take a loan out to get it.
Yeah. But it has never been cheap.
No.
But it has been one of the go-tos whenever you've gone to a theater.
Yep.
Would you say that the most common thing that anybody has experienced at a movie theater is ordering popcorn? I mean, I think that's almost the most guaranteed thing as long as they've been around and stuff.
Makes sense to me, yeah.
Well, a movie theater employee has gone viral explaining why you should not ask for freshly made popcorn.
Okay, this is good.
It's a warm mush ball when it's right out of the kettle. Plus, theater popcorn is never stale because they're constantly making it.
Yeah, and so mixing it, yeah.
I'm going to let her go ahead and explain this to you, everybody.
Okay.
And let's see how this goes. Oh, of course.
Warren, I need you to...
The volume is never there on these things right away.
Nope.
So I'm going to actually go ahead and restart this.
Okay.
And let's see.
Exceptions part 3. I need the freshest popcorn. I need you to make me a batch right now, and if you don't, I'm not getting any. You actually don't want the popcorn that's directly out of the kettle because it's so hot. It's still this like warm like mush ball. It's not good. You want popcorn that has been sitting there for an hour or so maybe. And we're making popcorn all day long. It's not been sitting there for days on end, but popcorn actually doesn't go stale for at least about a week. But you're never going to have popcorn a week old at a movie theater. Just so you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I got two questions here. One, did you ever run into this? Because I know you did some banquet work. You did some, you know, some things like that. Did you run into any of these things, like a popcorn, any of that?
Yeah, actually, I worked at a Omnimax theater for a while.
Right,
which was
right.
That's connected.
Yeah.
And we did. I had at least one or two people come up. And when I explained to them, you know, it's not a big deal about that, man. They got upset.
Yeah.
My goodness. It's like, whoa, calm down here, Joe. I mean, come on.
there are it is literally a handful of scenarios in society that I think I would ever say this lie. This is where I think it's. This is where you, people almost want you to lie.
Lie to them, yeah.
Because the truth seems like whether they believe it or not, which it makes perfect sense if you've ever made popcorn before. but you know how society works. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be you're just trying to blah 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 blah. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
I'd lie to them. Yeah, here you go. You're freshly made.
Freshest made. It's just made it.
Right. It's a little hot. You know. Sly. I mean, I never think that that's okay in life, in society or anything. I'm a very big proponent of lying and all that.
Yeah.
But there are certain, look, lying was invented for a reason.
Yeah.
Whether you like to admit it or not. And well, whether it's the quote unquote white lie or anything that. Like, is this harming anybody?
Right.
You know?
Well, and that's the thing, because like what she kind of, you know, was referring to there is that it always gets mixed in with the old stuff anyway.
Yeah.
When you mix it around, make sure it gets in there. So you're never going to get an actual just freshly made thing of popcorn anyway. So,
we are lucky that anybody wants to be a clerk or be in these jobs.
Yeah.
With the amount of hassle that they take, whether you work at a gas station or you work at an Omnimax or a movie theater, whatever it is, the amount of hassle that they take for usually minimum wage doesn't make any dang sense.
It's not even worth it.
It's a very weird part of the way society is.
Yeah.
Like,
And I do want to point something out to everybody that, you know, generally, you know, you're a clerk somewhere, let's say, you're going through the day, you know, everything is fine, you know, people are being, you know, normal to you and everything. It just takes that one jerk.
Yep.
To ruin your day.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what you're thinking about then the whole time. It's something, because it's harder to get over those kinds of things for people. So, don't be that jerk, okay? In other words, that's what we're saying. You know, be the better person here.
Have some grace.
Have absolutely.
Some class, have some grace, treat people right, and you would be shocked at how much better your day is when you actually don't take your problems out on strangers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
You really will, I almost guarantee that you will notice a difference in your mentality and your day.
100%.
Like, that quick, good feeling you might get from taking it out on a stranger, if you have any kind of conscience or any kind of soul, you're going to be feeling that a little bit later. You'll feel better from that already.
By the way, there's been many studies on this. Getting really angry is actually not good for your health.
Yeah.
Those bursts of anger and stuff actually are not healthy, contrary to what some people, let it all out. Actually, no. That's not true, because it gets your heart going faster. Mm-hmm. And if you do that too much, guess what? You're going to wear your heart out.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Highs level off around 17. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows level off around 13 below. High of 6 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 9:39 on the clock. And we're going to go to Seth Rogen now.
Do we have to? Yeah, okay.
This is interesting. Right. Seth Rogen has teamed up with Airbnb to offer a night with an artistic retreat in Los Angeles, where he'll actually hang out with you and do some pottery. And let's be real, you'll probably be doing some other things too if it's Seth Rogen. If you choose to.
If you choose to.
As you probably know, Seth has a company called Houseplant where he sells cannabis accessories, many of which he makes himself. He says, quote, we founded Houseplant because people who smoke weed also like nice things and didn't really exist in this way before. You used to hide everything, but now we can have beautiful lighters and ashtrays meant to be displayed, and they're all in beautiful Airbnb. It's really come full circle. Seth is hosting 3 one-night stays, each for 2 people, on February 15th, 16th, and 17th. Each night costs $42. You can try to reserve one of those nights when booking opens on Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. But for the record, the listing says, quote, no cannabis-based products will be made available or provided to guests during these stays. That's, you know, here or there, but it is worth noting, I think.
Yes, it is. Okay.
certainly because cannabis is not legal in a lot of states.
In a lot of states yet. That's
and
true.
That's, yep. You know, certainly something to keep in mind.
Yes, indeed.
I don't, the cannabis part is here or there to me. I love the idea of hanging around Seth Rogen, if anything, just to hear him laugh. He's got one of my favorite laughs of all time. I love his laugh. I think he's talented and funny and all that.
Right, right.
I am a little biased. He's part of our tribe. He's mm-hmm. a Jew. And he's one of those rare Canadian Jews. We don't have a lot of them. So we like a, you know, a unicorn, we have to, you know, take care of him.
Take care of your unicorns.
I'm kidding. There's plenty of Jewish Canadians.
Yeah, there are.
But I do enjoy his work for the most part. I haven't liked everything he's done.
Yeah.
I really admire a lot about Seth Rogen, though. Mm-hmm. When the James Franco stuff started coming up, he right away came out the gate and said, I can't work with him anymore. He was very honest about this. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, I got you know, a wife. I've got women in my life and everything. I don't feel right working with this guy. Mm-hmm. And he was honest about the struggle of it because it was a friend of his. And
exactly.
This was not easy for him to do. Mm-hmm. But he's got to be able to look in the mirror every day.
Right.
I thought the way, usually this, just canceled. And I'm not going to talk about the person. I'm going to ignore it. I thought him being honest and open about it is helpful for people when we're dealing with a lot of this stuff nowadays.
I agree. I totally give him credit for doing that. Absolutely, 100%. I don't get Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that I just don't get his humor.
Yeah.
For what? And it's not like I don't like him as a person or anything. It's I don't get him. Nah, so there's a couple of people like that. I'm sure there's some people that have, you know, people that, oh, really? Okay.
I don't
each their own.
I don't mean this in a mean way because, again, I'm a fan of his.
Yep.
We haven't seen a whole lot of his work recently.
Not recently.
And then he's doing something like this, you know, which I don't want to say seems desperate or anything like that, but you don't see a lot of hard work, like actors, like you don't see Samuel Jackson doing this, who's working his tail off and
no.
stuff. I wonder if he's, you know, needing work. I don't know. I hope not for his sake,
no.
but I don't know. But I do think that to your point about him not getting him and everything, I don't think you're alone. I think that that kind of falls into the category for many people.
Mm-hmm.
Or I shouldn't say many people. Cause
but
he's
there's
also,
some people. Yeah, he's popular.
He's a big box office draw.
Oh, absolutely.
So I don't know if it's many people, but definitely with you're definitely not alone on that one, I think.
Yeah, right. And again, you know, your point about that, about celebrities doing these kind of weird, you know, meet and greet thing. I mean, we're not even going to get into Jared Leto and all the weird stuff that he does with his fans and stuff, which is just bizarre.
Yeah,
there's a few of these things that make me kind of scratch my head and say, okay, if you just want to hang out with people, I mean, do you need friends? I mean, do you need some more friends? I don't know.
That does pop to mind right away.
Are you lonely?
Should we be checking in?
Should we be?
Just give him a hug, you know?
And it hurts me because there's so few Seths in the world.
Yes.
I don't want to be mean to him because he's one of the few Seths out there.
Right.
So, you know.
It's not easy. You're not in an easy position here. Let's talk a little Super Bowl before we go to a break. Super Bowl 57 is set. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs, February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
Eagles beat up on San Francisco. The Chiefs squeak by over the Bengals. The Chiefs open as a slight favorite. They're 2-2 in previous Super Bowl appearances. The Eagles have been to the big game three times, mm-hmm. only won once against the Patriots back in Super Bowl 52.
Right.
The last time Tom Brady would lose in the Super Bowl, as it turns out.
Yeah, that's right.
In theory. I'm curious, because we're talking Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
But I use this as a lead into Tom Brady just announcing his retirement.
Again.
Now, Aaron Rodgers went out of his way to say, I'm not going to make any decisions or say anything until after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I want to wait until after the season. I don't want to take away the attention of the big game. And literally, a day later, Tom Brady comes out and announces this. curious on two folds here. One, do you believe him? Because he literally retired a year ago on the same day.
Same day.
And do you think that this was an unclassy move of his? Or if you watch the video of him doing it, look, Tom Brady's no actor. And he seemed pretty genuine for the most part in it. He got a little choked up and little, you know, and all those things. And I thought it was actually, as far as retirement things go, pretty well done, pretty well worded and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty genuine about it. But it's hard to believe him, and is it unclassy to do it then, like at this time? So two questions there.
For the retirement thing, if I believe it, I believe it now more than I did last year. But I'm still not ruling it out. I can't. The guy, it's like he can't stop. He has to keep going. It's like a compulsion for him. So I'm on the fence on that one, whether or not it's the real thing. If, you know, if he does, then, you know, good luck to him and whatever he does. Second of all, whether it was classy mood or not, it doesn't matter. It's Tom Brady. Can we be honest about this? Tom Brady really cares about one thing, and that's Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look at what's happened with his personal life.
Yeah.
He doesn't really, I don't know if he even knows what's going on around, you know, that's not directly related to Tom Brady.
I don't know. Other people may have seen this too. In an interview about a week ago, Steve Young was on Pardon the Interruption. And they asked him about retirement. And instantly, Steve Young said, retirement's death. Retirement's death. Like, we don't know what to do with ourselves. We've spent, since we were 6 years old, training, working to do this.
Yep.
In the off season, it's all we think about. It's all we are. We're practicing. We're trying to get better. And then one day they tell you, okay, you're done. You got to leave now.
Yep.
And you can't come back. And nothing you do in your life is ever going to be the equivalent of this. Good luck. none of this stuff. And I'm not, you know, world's smallest violin. I'm not saying you need to feel sympathy, but I think you can feel empathy for this.
You can.
Because there's that Steve Young, who extremely determined, one of the most determined human beings I've ever seen in my life. Steve Young, for those that don't know, graduated like at the top of his class at BYU, is an attorney. Like, he didn't have to do this.
No.
Like, he did it because he loved it. And not only that, he kept doing it even though he was a backup. He had those horrible years in Tampa. He had the backup years in San Francisco and still kept at it. And he still is telling you, I'd give anything in the world. He still feels like he can go out there and play. Yes. Like, he can give anything to be able to go out there, and especially at San Francisco right now where they could maybe use a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that brings me to that, because it's the only thing I could think that could bring Tom Brady back. Is the San Francisco gig.
Really?
He's a native San Franciscan.
That's true.
He grew up loving the 49ers.
Yep.
They could use a quarterback. Trey Lance is probably not going to be back in time for the start of the season. They are saying Brock Purdy has got to have Tommy John surgery.
Oh, that's
who knows how that's going to go.
Who knows how long that's going to take, yeah.
It's kind of an open fit there. Kind of work. He's a free agent. Wouldn't even cost him anything. A lot of people have Aaron Rodgers going there, but the Packers have made it very clear they are not trading him to an NFC team.
There's no way he's going to the 49ers. Just to get back to quarterbacks and stuff, and I think that what Steve Young, I mean, it's, I think for football players, I'm just talking about football players, that is the case, you know, about the retirement. It's mostly a quarterback thing, because on that very same show you're mentioning, our you know, Booger McFarland was saying for him, he didn't love it.
Yeah.
Well, he was a lineman, which you can understand why he wouldn't love it. He's like, this was a means to an end for him to make some money, to help his family. He's very open and honest. And when he said the last contract he was offered, he's like, nope, not worth it. I'm done. And that was it for him. quarterbacks, it's very different because of the way that all the spotlight on them, the way that you have to have that special quality, whatever that is, you know, for the good, the great quarterbacks that we've seen. It's different. It's completely a different game for them. And so I understand what Steve Young, I mean, the way he said it so eloquently too about, you know, about, you know, it's like you've done this all this time and now you're told to stop doing it. What do you mean? What do you mean stop doing this? I can't, you know, it's so hard to deal with. So I give Tom Brady, you know, I give him some slack on that. But in the end, yeah. He's got a movie coming out that he produced named after himself. I mean, come on.
This week, the same week he retired. None of this is coincidence.
No, it's not.
You can't convince me any of this. And I'm not saying that in a nasty way.
No.
I just mean that I don't believe in coincidences.
He knows how to market himself better than anyone.
Yeah, and we've seen that.
We have seen that.
I don't know, because I'm closer to Steve Young than I am Booger McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this job in radio. I'm only here because I have an insane passion and love and relentlessness
right.
for what I do. I'm not in this for the money, obviously. I could.
Because there's not much money.
Like, I could literally quit this job right now and within an hour have another gig that pays me almost twice as much as this job.
Right.
I have that right there.
Yep. Like,
it's sitting there. But I not even a slither of me is thinking about it. Not even close. Not even nowhere near it. I love what I do. And, mm-hmm. and when then that's just radio. We talk about acting. You kidding me? I'd literally be on my deathbed and would do a scene. With my last breath, I would. And I'm not kidding people.
I believe you.
This is the insanity that I am. And yet, I think I respect Booger McFarlane's answer more mm-hmm. in some ways. To walk away from something. You know, yeah, he didn't do it because he it was his passion, but he still love the game.
Oh, he had to, and to put up with what he put up with.
So
yeah.
I almost admire that a little bit more in some weird ways, even though
yeah.
I'm closer to Steve Young than I am on this. Just, I think that's a better way to live.
Yeah.
I don't think that the insanity that like people like that, like yeah. myself, are, I don't know if that's healthy. I don't know. It makes the greats
right.
great, but is it a healthier way? Because there's plenty of people who were great and Hall of Famers and all this who didn't have to be that kind of crazy obsessive.
No, they didn't. Not at all. They just had a certain talent. And they were able to make a living with it.
In my book, and look, Tom Brady owns every big record.
Of course.
He's got 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Nobody's not going to call him the GOAT.
Yeah.
But for me, growing up, Joe Montana has always been the GOAT.
100%.
He's 4-0. He's 4-0. Ice water in his veins. And you hear Joe Montana talk about it, and it's kind of like, well, I love football. I have a passion for it. But I don't mind if I do other things. You know, I walked away okay. And maybe it's because of the status he had and all those things. But he didn't seem to have this insane passion that even Steve Young had.
Even on the field, you could see it. He was more cool and, very much so.
And that is just a preview of Playmakers.
Extra Playmakers for everybody because we know you wanted it.
Overtime,
we know you wanted
overtime.
It.
For those that are still around, be sure to join us on Playmakers every Monday from 10 to 11. Big shout out to our great friends at Quality Plus Printing sponsoring the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we do want to mention, of course, that later on our radio station at 5 o'clock on WFHR, Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Ohio State.
Mm.
Big 10 matchup right there.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock on WIRI, Marquette men's basketball coaches show. Shaka Smart joins those airwaves. And then right after that at 6:55, Lincoln High School boys hockey versus Marshfield. Randy
nice.
And Don on that one.
That's going to be a good one.
High school hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, love it. Yeah. All that coming up for you today here on our radio stations at WFHR and WIRI. We'll take a break and we'll come back with some more fun, wrap up the show. It's mornings here at WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 17. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 13 below. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs around 6 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We greatly appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Seth and James here wrapping up the show. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate you all hanging out with us, best listeners in radio. This is an interesting one, Seth.
Okay.
Got any crazy neighbor stories? Because here is a good one. A guy in Rochester, New York, got home on Monday to find his upstairs neighbor wearing his clothes and eating his food. With a fire raging in the background.
What? What? Whoa!
The neighbor got in by kicking the door down and made himself right at home. Sounds like the fire was in the living room, and police say it was intentional, so he didn't start it by mistake.
Oh, dear.
Luckily, the whole building didn't go up, but the fire did burn a hole through the ceiling before firefighters could help.
Wow.
The guy and another person had to hold the neighbor down until first responders got there. He's facing charges for arson, burglary, criminal mischief. There's nothing funny about this at all. And usually our That Ain't Right stories tend to have a little bit of funny in them and everything.
Yeah.
So why are we doing this story? Because this is life. Like, this is crazy,
That's
man.
That's bizarre.
And there's weird stuff like this happening a lot more, it seems like, than normal. Now, we got 24-hour news cycles all over the place.
Right, right.
So it also could be that we're just getting more reporting on these things than we ever have before.
Exactly. I mean, we're getting more weird stories because we need to fill time,
right.
You know, kind of thing. But there's a whole bunch of just weirdness in that story. That is just bizarre.
So, they didn't like really know. There wasn't any gripes. They didn't really know each other. It wasn't anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like borderline random as it can be.
Yeah. Very head scratching. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a weird one there.
That's a weird That Ain't Right story. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. We do move on to some good stories of the day, though. A little palate mm-hmm. cleanser for you.
There you go.
Two Ukrainian refugees are heading to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
A couple near Kansas City sponsored them last year, and they've all been living together. They were at the AFC Championship game last week when the Kansas City Chiefs got involved and gave both couples tickets to the big game.
Wow.
Wow, is that cool?
That's very cool. Very
that
nice.
That is really cool. As a side note, it'd be even cooler if they gave it to him in halftime.
Oh.
Like, we feel pretty confident about this. We're going to go ahead and give these. Like that'd be a cocky move right there, man. That would be really like.
That'd be funny.
That actually feels more like something Joe Burrow would do. It would be. That kid, like, it's so rare to see somebody get away with what he gets away with the way he responds to things. But he's cool. Like, he's just a good, smooth guy.
He has fun with it.
Yeah.
And I actually love the fact because now he got the Chiefs pretty riled up about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they were, you know, sniping back at him after the game and everything like that. So it actually adds a little more fun, if you ask me, to the whole thing, you know?
I'm a sneaky kind of Bengal fan, only in the sense of they never do anything. And
it'd be
cool to see them do something.
The city of Cincinnati, poor city of Cincinnati.
Yeah,
I feel bad
for
the people there, but yeah.
You know, you just go a little ways, and it ain't much better in Cleveland either.
No, it's not.
That fan base in general, I just kind of root for in some
Me
ways.
Too.
If it can't be my team, I kind of root for teams like that.
Yeah.
I like that going forward the next 10 years, you got to take the Bengals serious.
You do.
And maybe it's because of one guy, but I mean, you know, and other guys, obviously.
Yeah, but still.
It starts with him.
Yeah.
A woman in Georgia had to deliver her own baby while her husband was rushing her to the hospital and got stuck in traffic.
Oh, no.
It happened in November, but she just posted footage from it. They eventually got a police escort. Mom and baby are both doing great.
She delivered her own baby.
Dang.
I can't even understand
no
that.
No epidural, no nothing.
Wow.
Like, dang.
That's a tough cookie right there.
That is incredible human being.
Yes.
And not somebody I'm messing with.
No, and what a heck of a story that kid is going to hear.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Every year on their birthday.
Trust me. Trust me on this young child. You are never, ever going to have another birthday.
From one who has experienced it.
yep. This just came up like a month ago. I forget what I did, but I did something knucklehead or something wrong.
Yep.
And my mom immediately looks at me and like, couch. That's all she said was couch. And immediately the guilt that flushed over me. She's good. My mom.
She's very good.
My mom's
wow.
got a triple black belt in guilt, in Jewish guilt. Like, yeah, she's just very talented. Two employees at a DoubleTree Hilton Hotel in Montreal went the extra mile to help a woman who showed up crying. She and her boyfriend had just broke up the day before she was supposed to fly home, and he booted her out of his place. So to his credit, he got her a hotel room but booked it for the wrong night.
Oh, boy.
The employees hooked her up with a discounted room, free snacks, and gave her a sympathy card. The only reason we know about it is because she posted a video on TikTok and the Hilton responded. They said they had already shared the story with their whole team, but not with the public. Just with the fellow Hilton.
Right, yeah, the stuff. People, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I worked in the hotel industry for many years. Mm-hmm. That's not that uncommon of a story to help guests to be like
right.
that.
In a bad situation, right, yeah.
It is a little above and beyond, especially the sympathy card.
That's a nice little touch, isn't it? Yeah.
That is pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cool hanging out with you this morning, Seth. Thanks
it's
a lot
been
for
fun.
Being there.
It's been fun.
You have yourself a great day. Everybody out there, enjoy your day. Have a great one. Stick around. We got Morning Magazine coming up in part one. Leah Eckstein going to join us, nursing instructor with Mid-State Technical College.
Cool.
And in part two, Matt Lippert, agricultural agent with UW Extension Wood County. Looking forward to hanging out with both of them. Mm-hmm. Anytime we could talk nursing and talk about the nursing industry, always worth the time.
That's very cool, yeah.
Always good. And anytime we could talk ag and talk about our farmers.
We are in ag country right here.
Getting into those coming up on Morning Magazine. You have yourselves a great day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here on, you know, I like the way you say James. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
WFHR.